Say hello to Eric Schilling, the head basketball coach for the Nazareth Swiftettes, getting ready to knock them dead tomorrow. Let's go back to Monday, Coach, and tell us about that heart attack game.
That's a good way to put it. You know, whenever you're playing games this late in the season, everybody's going to be good, you know, and I thought we were really well prepared. I thought the girls were really locked in, and it showed the way that they came out. You know, we jumped out, we shot the ball really well and rattled them a little bit defensively. We jumped out to a good lead there early on. I think it was 16-5, after the first quarter or in the first quarter. Sorry, the details of that game all run together. But we knew with the type of players that they had that no lead was really safe and knew that they were capable of going on a run. And they did that. I mean, they cut it to 10 going in at halftime. Then they come out third quarter and just really executed their stuff really well and went on a run and got it close. We were able to through the rest of the game to really hold strong and make plays when we needed to, get shots when we needed to, hit shots, made free throws, little things you got to do to win. Yeah, we were able to do that to hold them off in a crazy game. You know, it was just a wild atmosphere, wild game. And what an unbelievable team, Gordon. You know, they undefeated for the season up until that point, and they showed why, you know. But you can never count out our girls with their resilience, their toughness, and that's what it took to win a game like that.
48-46, the final on Monday night. Then you hit the road down in San Antonio, getting ready for tomorrow afternoon's game at 1 o'clock against Saltillo. What do you know about those guys?
We're actually pretty familiar with them. We played them last year in the state championship, and they have everybody back. Just watching them, the film we watched on them, they're still, they're obviously just like they were last year, but they're all a year older and they got another year of experience under their belt. And so it's going to be another tough matchup, but it's supposed to be a state championship game. It's supposed to come down to the two best teams left. And I think that definitely is the case. They've been really a powerhouse in region three, for a while. But our girls are, we're playing with a lot of confidence right now, and these girls are, they're never satisfied with what happened last game, whenever you put yourself in this position, you just want to finish it off the right way, I've got a really good feel for us. We're going to come out and execute the way that we have been and be ready to play 32 minutes because it's going to be a tough game. So we're just really looking forward to it.
How do you match up size-wise with those people?
They've got two post girls inside that are, they're 5'10 and 6 foot, so they height wise, they probably have us outmatched right there, but we've played teams like that all year, we've matched up well with them, and the importance whenever you play teams like that is that your guards defend really well and pressure the ball so they can't get easy looks in the post. Something we're really going to look to do offensively is run the floor if they're not very deep at all. I've got eight that I can run through there and keep fresh legs out there. So that's going to be a big part of our plan tomorrow is just playing at a high tempo to try to wear them down over the course of 32 minutes.
You guys get down there okay with all the road construction. Man, we were down there last weekend. It was hard to get around downtown.
Yeah, for sure. It seems like that's just a never-ending process. But, yeah, we after the game the other night in Snyder, we actually drove on to San Angelo to kind of break our trip up. So we had our bags packed just in case. So it was a kind of a neat deal after the game. Able to load the suitcases and have a little send-off from Snyder. We got into San Angelo about, a little before midnight, Monday night, and then we got up yesterday morning and practiced at Angelo State, shot around a little bit, and then got into San Antonio yesterday afternoon around 3:30 or so. So we've been able to relax a little bit, get settled in. Last night we were able to go eat good and watch some film on Saltillo. We're going to go have one more practice this morning here in a little bit. And then this afternoon we'll have a shoot around at Alamo Dome and be ready to go. But yeah, it was pretty easy going getting here. You know, it's always good whenever you don't have to worry about that stuff. But you know, once you're in your hotel and everything, we can kind of settle down and get acclimated and be ready to go on Thursday.
Talk about some of the players from Monday, and you wanted to do a little highlight on those players.
Yeah, just a huge defensive battle. You know, they've got a player in Faith Garnett that I don't know we haven't seen a player like her. Just an unbelievable player, unbelievable ball handler, and she went off in the third quarter, scored 13 points whenever they made that run, and you know, Maddie Brockman's on her, and Maddie's just such a great defender. She kind of had that mentality of us as a whole, you know, the bend but don't break. You know, I thought she played so tough, you know, and had to play some, you know, you're playing that role defensively and then point guard in a high pressure game when things are going like that. You know, she kind of showed her toughness through all that. You know, she played really well. Cambry Clevenger, she's been our leading scorer all year, and she was the other night. She hit some big shots, especially early on, to build a lead. I think she ended up with 19 or 20 points. And then, inside for us was, Lexi Romaker. She played huge. She was our second leading scorer with 14, and I believe she had double-digit rebounds as well. Their last possession, they got a shot at the buzzer to tie it. You know, she gets to the basket, gets to the lane, and gets a layup up, and Lexi's length is right there to deflect it, to get a big block to seal the game for us. So definitely those two, but everybody around just played their role so well. You know, that's something about this team is everybody knows their role, and you know, they just fulfill that so well, no matter whether they're playing 2 minutes or they're playing 32 minutes. You know, they just do such a good job, and they play for each other, and that's how you get to this point whenever you have a team full of kids that are so unselfish as these and understand their role and want to win for each other.
All right, it'll be 1 o'clock tomorrow afternoon at the Alamo Dome in San Antonio. Bring back the trophy, coach, and we'll talk with you guys next week.
All right, sounds good.